Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, we begin Paragavi, the fourth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Bikurim, the laws of the first fruits in the Sefer Zerahim, which in this paragraph the Rambam continues in the discussion regarding the recital of the Parasha Bikurim and regarding the procedures. As the Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding the obligation of the reciting according to the merit that a person has in inheriting the land of Eretz Yisrael. So, Kol HaMevi Bikurim, whoever brings the Bikurim, which here we're talking about where it was already brought to the Azar, and therefore not mentioning regarding the obligation of Havai Smokim being brought to Yerushalayim, and regarding a vessel, because it's already there in the Azar. But when it's in the Azar, whoever brings the Bikurim, so as we mentioned in the previous parak, Toin Carbon requires a carbon, the shear and the song, Tnufa and elevation, Balina, and that he has to stay the night. Now, so that regarding whoever brings the Bikurim has those obligations. Regarding the parsha that's read regarding the confession of thanks that a person has to say, that's not equal by all who bring bikurim. There are those who are obligated to bring bikurim and they don't recite the parsha of bikurim. Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, the following bring bikurim, but they don't recite the parsha of bikurim. Aisha, the woman, and related are the following two about tumtum. That which we don't know, we don't see any signs of gender. Vandragonus has both signs of gender, and Lefishim Sveikisha, because they're both doubtfully a woman. And therefore, as the woman is, Ve'inuchoin Leimashon Satle Hashem, they cannot say, the land that which you have given to me, Hashem, because the land of Israel is only subdivided amongst the males and not for females. And Vechena Petrapin, so two caretakers cannot say the parasha of Bikurim, because it's not their fruits, they're only agents. For others, so to be eved regarding the slave, which a non-Jewish slave, because komash kon eved kon rabbi, whatever the slave owns doesn't own anything; his master owns it. And bashliach, definitely an agent. And these three is lefisha enuchayin loymar ashen nesat leHashem. They can't say that which you have given to me, Hashem, because it's not considered their produce. Halacha gimel na hager may bekayir. A convert could bring the bikurim and say the parsha too. Why? He wasn't a part of the Yerusha. He wasn't Jewish. No, because Shnemel Avraham says, Tavram Avinu and Bereishis, Avham and Goyim Nisaticha, a father of the multitudes of nations I've placed you, which is, Harihu Av Kol Olam Kulay. What does it mean he's the father of the whole entire world? Shenechnos and Tachos Kam Vishchina, which they come under the wings of the divine presence, and therefore the Ger could say, Ashen Nishba Hashem Labeseinu, and he could say, Lassus Lanu, which is going to be in the future, that the Ger are going to get a portion of Eretz Yisrael, and they are considered the children of Avraham Avinu. And Ul Avraham, he says, Shavua Tchilo, and it was said to Avraham Avinu the first oath that his children will inherit Eretz Yisrael. In other words, before Yitzchak and Yaakov. So Nishbat al Abiseinu actually refers to the oath to our fathers, which is to Avraham Avinu, which he's Abam and Goyim, he's the father of the Gerim. And v'chein Kam Levim Avinu Bikurim. So to Kam Levim, they could also bring Bikurim and recite the Parsha. Why? They also don't have a chelik in Yerusha Saaretz. Neshiyesh and Ari Migrash, because they do have the cities that they live in, which are special cities that were set aside for them, and therefore it is considered that they could say that Hashem gave to us. Halacha Dal Ram continues regarding the obligation of the reciting of the parasha based on ownership of the field. So some of the choirs, he purchases two trees in someone else's field. So maybe in the car he brings the bikurim of his first fruits, but it doesn't recite the parasha. And the reason is, it's a doubt in halacha if it's considered that he has ownership of the land or not. So it's not clear if he could say these psukim of the land that you have given to me, because not necessarily that he owns land. So he brings it out of doubt, but he won't say the parasha. So Bekitzer is actually, how could he do this? So what he actually has to do is makdash oisim tchila b'digabais. He has to first go and sanctify these bikurim to the ownership of the b'digabais, the hektish, which now it's going to have a doubtful sanctity, because maybe it's chulin, and therefore it's sanctified, but maybe it's bikurim, and it's not sanctified, because that means it's owned by the kayin, and the person cannot sanctify something that's not his. And the reason why he has to sanctify it is b'nei shem sveik chulin, because it's doubtful, maybe it's not bikurim, maybe it is regular fruits, v'machnisin chulin azar, and I'll bring in mundane items into the courtyard. Now, v'kayin paida isim yada hektish. Now, it might be bikurim, so it might be the kayin, so the kayin, he gets it, and he redeems it from hektish, because maybe it is chulin, v'kachachim, and then he eats it. And umafesh mem truma mai, so he has to separate on the part that maybe it was regal chulin tevel, so because it's you didn't even do anything yet. Bikurim is the first thing that you're doing. You're not sure if it's even bikurim or not. So he separates from them truma umaisus, and the reason neshem svek chulin, like we said, because maybe it is chulin. Bikurim is patim truma umaisus because bikurim is first, and for sure you're exempt from the truma umaisus that come later, but it might not be bikurim. So out of doubt that it's regular chulin, the kohen has to separate trumas and maisers. And when they maisers shalom lekanim, and he gives the maisers to the kahanim. And the reason why you give it to the kahanim is because I'm the bukurim here. I'm the bukurim. That's from the zar. Bukurim is one of the matnas kuna, and it's forbidden to zar. Now, main might be oisim atzmai. Also, he shouldn't bring them himself. El mashalcham yachshliach. In this case, he should send the word an agent. And the reason is kadesh le ta'akav oisim akriya malachim, so that his recital of the parasha should not withhold the ability of it being eaten. Because shekol she in the royal akriya neisabik, any time that you cannot recite the parasha because of doubt, hakriya makevas boy. Actually, the reciting is integral. And here, if he brings it himself, then you have to recite it, but he can't recite it because we're not sure if he's allowed to recite it. So send it with a shliach, who anyways doesn't recite it, and then you won't have the problem about withholding the ability of it being eaten by the kohen. Halacha hey. Hefesh bikur b'mocha sadeu. Let's say someone separates his first fruits and he sells his field. So maybe in the curry he brings the bikur, but he doesn't recite the parasha. Shein yochalem, he can't say, Ashen asat le'Hashem, the land that you give to me, Hashem shari inle, because right now, He doesn't have land because he sold it. Now, in spite of that, he does bring the Bikurim because ultimately he was obligated when he had separated, so it's not going to be removing that obligation. Now, Balakeach, on the other hand, the consumer, in the Chavla Havash Bikurim Achayir Maisamin, he doesn't have to separate other first fruits from that species, because the seller already separated first fruits from that species. Then Hifish, and if the buyer did separate Bikurim, so maybe he could bring, but Vainakurim, he cannot recite because the actual problem about doing double, as we'll see later, is on the recital. So it's regarding that you can't do double, but he could bring it. Aval mimin acher, but from a different species, then yeah, mafresh may bekari, the most definitely the consumer, he will separate other bikurim and recite it, because it's only bikurim of the same species that the seller had already brought, that will go ahead, and we're not going to bring another one, but that will not exempt another type of species from bringing a bikurim. And therefore, he brings it, and he says the parasha. Halach above. Hamecha sedeh lapeirith. If someone sells his field for the fruits at a time when Yovel doesn't apply. Now, he specified he's only selling it for the pears, because if he sold it unspecified, his intention would be selling for the whole field too, and the body of the field too. But he's selling it only for the fruits. So the consumer who is getting the fruits, he's going to bring the Bikurim, but he's not going to say the parasha. And the reason is, Shekinyan pears ain't a Kekinyan Guf, which is mentioned many times in Shas, and the Halacha Rambam is saying is that the acquisition of the produce is not like the acquisition of the body of the land itself. So you cannot say the parasha of Adomash and the Satali, in contrast to bringing, where it only says Bukuri Ad Masra. So since he has Kenyan Paris, it is considered the first fruits of the land, and therefore he would bring it, but it doesn't say the parasha. Now, Aval, but maybe other Menechse Ishtoi, Bikurim. But a person does bring from his wife's assets, he brings Bikurim, meaning from her Nechse Malug, which he doesn't own the land, he only has the rights to the payers, and Bekoyer, and here he even recites the parasha. Avapishon the Gubakarka would mean, although he doesn't have ownership in the land itself, but Kashanemet says in the Pasig, in Devarim, Asher Nasan Locha Hashem Lekecha Uleveisecha, that Hashem your God has given to you and to your house, which is his wife. He could say for his wife's Bikurim, the parasha. And Avapishon Mesa Ishte Acha Shefer Shebuhu Baderech, and even if his wife died, after he'd already separated Bikurim, and he's already on the journey, and then his wife dies, Mevukaira, he brings the Bikurim and he says the parasha, because here he even has ownership of the body now, of the land, because his wife died and he inherited. Which the chiddush actually that is, because since when he went and he took it from the house, he only had kinyan peiros, and now when his wife died, he also says kinyan karka. So you would think to say that would be a problem of what we'll see later on, what's called lekicha vavo ka'echad, that it's not the same as you took it as when you bring it, although, like you would say, it's an upgrade, but it's not the same. And actually, you would think that you cannot recite the parasha. That's what saying that. No, that's not a problem, and he could continue bringing it with the reciting of the parasha. Halacha Zayin, Hamecher Sedei. Someone sells his field unspecified, which then the intention is not just for the fruits, but also to sell the land itself too. Oy or Shemachi Lonis V'Kakam, we specified, it says selling the trees with the land. So, this mancha Yevil Noig, at a time when Yevil was in application, which is that the land goes back to the original owner after the 50 years. So, Harizame V'Kayre, the one who bought the field, will bring the Bikurim and recite the parasha, B'yevel Rishon Mavad, the first Yevel in history, only that time. And the reason is, Shadayin L'Samcha Daidu Shamaycha, Shatach Zalai Karka, because at that point in time, the seller really wasn't relying that he's going to get the land back, because they never had this halacha yet of Yevel. And therefore, when he sold him the land, he had in mind the whole thing. It's just that the Torah ultimately ended up removing it from the consumer and giving it back to the seller. But he was like, okay, this is out of sight, out of mind. It's done. I'm never getting this back. and everything was by the Lekech. So he could say it's his land. But if let's say he went and he sold it again by the second Yevil, they're already accustomed that their fields came back as we saw by the first Yevil, then the Lekech could only bring the Bikurim, but he's not going to say the Pasha. Because the seller already is relying now that the buyer is only going to get the produce, and because he's getting back the land, the Kenyan pays in Kikin Aguf, and the acquisition of the pairs, not the Kenyan government, he cannot say, and again, and because he knows that although he sold them the land, it's really only Kenyan pairs because he's getting back the land. The next halacha Ches, the Rambam continues regarding this halacha that we mentioned before, that Lekich Vava, as you took it, is as you bring it, they have to be the same uniform to be able to say the parsha of Bikurim. Hivish Bikurim, let's say someone separated Bikurim, Vachala, and became sick, very masuka, now he's in danger of dying. So Zeshiro Liyarshay, this person that's fit to inherit him, maybe he'll bring the Bikurim, but they ain't a kair. But he doesn't recite the parasha of Bikurim, which is like we said in Halacha Beis regarding the Shliach, the agent, because as long as the owner didn't die yet, even though he's in danger of dying, the Yairish is only like a Shliach, like an agent, who doesn't say the parasha of Bikurim. Let's say Hivish Bikurim B'shuchem Yad Acher, let's say he separates his Bikurim and he sends it through someone else, Umesa Shliach Vader, and then the agent dies on the journey. So Ava Bishachazu Vavim, now even though it's an upgrade, as we mentioned before, even though, so the owner goes and he goes where the agent died, and he goes and brings himself, Einakara Vilakachta Uvasa. He doesn't recite where it says in the Pasuk, Vilakachta, you're going to take a bus, you're going to bring it, which teaches us, Ashati Lekicha Vavokachas, that you can only recite the parasha only if as it was taken is as you brought it. And here it was taken by Shliach, and then you bring it by yourself, that's not going to qualify for the reciting of the parasha of Bikurim. Halacha Tez Rambam continues regarding the timing of the reciting of the parasha of Bikurim and regarding its when you bring it. Hifrish Bikurim, if someone separates his Bikurim, the Abdu couldn't Shigila Harbais. And they got lost, got ruined before he reached to the Temple Mount. So the Hifrish Achim Dachtem. So he went and separated others to take their place because a person is obligated to be responsible for their insurance. Maybe Hashneim, so he'll bring the second Bikurim, but Vainikar. But he won't recite the parashah lefisha and yochlem. He cannot say it's reishis priadam, the first of the fruits of this land. Lefisha and reishis, they're not the first anymore. And moreover, ve'ilashnim, the secondary bikurim, in chayav melei mechemish kebikurim, one's not liable for them. The fifth, as one is regarding general bikurim, which if it has that locha like truma, as we said in the previous parapar gimel, and whoever eats truma by mistake has to add on a fifth, that will not apply by the secondary bikurim, only by the primary bikurim. Halacha yod hevi bikurim, let's say somebody brings his first fruits. The nitmu ba'azara. Now they became tummy in the courtyard, which, as we said in Perek Beis, now he's not responsible anymore because he already got it to the azara. So what he does is nifsin shum, he spreads them out over there, and the inakayre, and he's not going to say the parasha bikurim because, as Ram says later on Halachah Yud Gimel, the kriya of the parasha is only at a time of joy. If they became tummy, there's no joy. Halachah Yud Aleph, heidi bikurim me'achem and aminu makara. Let's say someone brought his first fruits from one of the species, and he said the parasha. Then he brings again first fruits from some other species. In the Karlim, it does not recite the parasha. Shem, because it says in the pasuk, he got the hayyim. Today I have said this parasha, which the pamachas bashanu mag. It's only once a year that he says it. And not two times. Even if he subsequently brings another one of the shevis aminim from its bikurim. Halachid beis, hefish bikurim. Let's say someone separate his first fruits. The yavish hamayim, and the spring from which watered the field dried up. Or the tree from where he's bringing his bikurim got cut down. So maybe he'll bring his Bikurim, because at the time that he separated the Bikurim, he did have land. But Vainikar is not going to say the Parsha. Lefisha said Kimishan Lekarka, it's like as if he doesn't have land, Shari Avada, because it's lost, because it's only called land, only if it has a spring that's watering it, or a tree that's growing on, and then we cannot say Asher Nesatli Asher. Now Halacha Yud Gimel, HaMevi Bikurim Me'achar Chagas Sukkos V'ad Chanukah. Someone bring the first fruits from after the Yom of Sukkos, up until Chanukah. Ava Bisha Frishim Ken Mechagah, and even if he had separated already from before Sukkos, maybe he'll bring it, but Vainikar does not recite the parasha Bikurim, Shinamaka says in the Pasuk, V'samachta b'chalatayv, you should rejoice in all the good. V'inkriya l'b'shah simcha. So therefore, the reciting of the parasha is only at a time of joy, which is mechag ha'shavuz, atzayv ha'chag, which is from the Yom Tov Shavuz until the end of the Yom Tov Sukkos, which is a time of the harvest and the gathering of all the produce, which is not after Sukkos. Now, Oshar mevin chutz me'el. Now, however, all others who bring the Bikurim, except for those we mentioned, mevin v'karim, they do bring the Bikurim and they recite the parasha. Halachah Yud Aleph, Rambam continues regarding the utility of Bikurim and what happens if it is a mixture. So habikurim regarding the first fruits, vatrumas, and the trumas, which is the first, after that, the first 50 that's given to the kohen, vachala, that which is taken of the dough and given to the kohen, vakarim v'chemish, and the principal and the fifth, which is what a zar who eats truma by mistake has to give like the truma itself. Umatas behema, the gifts of every regular animal, that's the zroel chayim and the keva, heim nechze kohen, all these are considered the properties of a kohen. And therefore, Yeshle Liknas Mem Avodim Karkoyis Ubeimet Mei, he could purchase with them, it's unlike Maisa Shani, he could purchase with them slaves and lands and non kosher animals. Ubachiv Mechayva, and his creditor could take it for his debt. Vishim Ksubasa, his wife could take it for her Ksuba payment. And even Mechayim Mem Sevatoy, he could go and buy a Sevatoy with it. Now, Alochat is Vav. Afbisha Bekurma Trumas Asle Echel Azam. Now, although Bekurma and Trumas are forbidden to be eaten by non Kahanim, and the Ava Bisha Bikurum Oil Mechon Meyaka Truman, even though Bikurum become nullified in the ratio of 100 to 1, like Truma, so you see that it's considered as a Devar Isser, which is forbidden to Zarim, and becomes nullified in the ratio of 100 to 1. But in this Orva Bechul Mishlam, but if let's say the Bikurum becomes mixed in to a ratio, it into Chul in Yushalayim, Asurim Becholshim, it can be forbidden even a minute amount, Biminam, if it gets mixed with its same species, because if it's Min Bishainim, it would be nullified. Even though it's what we're about to describe, or what's called davishesh matirin, but if it's min b'minoi, if it's in the same species that it got mixed into, it's going to be forbidden even minute amount, even the one in a million. K'maizer sheni, like the laws of the second tithe, meaning nation mukay mechilasim, because both for maizer sheni and bikurim, this Yerushalayim is the place for the consumption, and regarding bikurim specifically for kahanim. So asom, they made this bikurim k'davishesh matirin like something that has a way of permitting it that even 1 in 1,000 not going to be bottled. Because we're going to Kahanim, they could eat in the state of sanctity, which has a permitted way. You don't even have to come unto nullification, because the Bikurim for him is not forbidden. Now, V'afbisha Bikurim Asurim Lazam, which was the Rambam opened up this halacha with, although Bikurim is considered prohibited for non-Kahanim, Afbi Yerushalayim, even Yerushalayim, but Harein Oisim B'choshen, still it's going to make it forbidden even in my new amount, because since it's permitted for Kahanim, that's considered Dovah Shesh Matin, it has another way of permitting. We don't have to do a nullification, then Bittul doesn't work, and it's going to remain forbidden for the non-Kahanim, because of considered davishes matir. Now, fellow zar habikurim, achash nechus hol Yerushalayim, even if they plant the bikurim after it had already been brought into Yerushalayim, hari hagidul masurim, the growth is also forbidden, and va'osim b'cholshim, they also make it forbidden in minute amount, in the sof Yerushalayim, if it got mixed in Yerushalayim. Aval azrei bikurim koyim shi yikonsul Yerushalayim, but if let's say someone planted bikurim before they came to Yerushalayim, then hagidul and chulin, then it's the growth to consider chulin, as before it comes into the chaimis Yerushalayim, it's still considered as chulin. Now, Halacha Tazayin, the Ram tells us regarding the actual bringing of the Bikurim, how it's brought to the Beis HaMikdash. So, Ketzim Malan is Bikurim, how do they bring up the Bikurim, the first fruits, to the Beis HaMikdash? So, Kol HaYerush HaBemayimim, all the cities that are part of this procession, Misconsus L'Irish HaMamid, they come to the city of this procession. Kedei Shalayal Yechidim, that they shouldn't come up as individuals. Something like it says the Pasuk in Mishlei, Berov Am, in the multitude of the people, Hajj Melech is the glory of the king. So, we want them all coming together as one. Uban Balanim, Beruchay Shalayal, they come and they sleep in the city square. And they shouldn't come into homes to sleep. And they oil tumah because of the covering the tent of tumah. In other words, we're concerned that if someone might die in one of these homes, and then that person won't be able to come into the azar, and also the bikurim are going to become tumah. So they sleep in the town square where there's no overhead over that. Ubishachar in the morning, Hamunah Imah, the one in charge, he says, "Kumu v'nala tzion el Hashem lekenu." Come, let's get up to tzion to Hashem our God. They have an ox going in front of them, and his horns are plated with gold. There's a crown of the olive branches on his head. And Lydia, the reason why it's olive branches, to notify that these first fruits are from the seven species, which Zayis is one of them. And the flute is playing in front of them until they get close to Yerushalayim. And they're going on this whole journey, and they're saying, "Samachti ba'imli." I rejoice when they tell me, "Beis Hashem Nelech, to the house of Hashem, we're going," which the pasuk can tell them. Now, they wouldn't walk during a day, only 2/3 of it, and not more. When they came close to Yerushalayim, they sent agents in front of them, to notify to the people of Yerushalayim, and the itris b'kureim, they would crown their first fruits of firkusoyim, they would decorate them, they would make it nice. They had moist and dry fruits in their baskets. They would have the moist ones now on the top. And the deputy kahanim, vasganim, and deputy leviim, bagizbarim, and those who are in charge of the treasury of the hektish, yitzim lekrasim Yerushalayim. They would go and greet them coming from Yerushalayim. And lefi habam him yitzim. According to those who were coming, that's how they would come out and greet them. In Bama Nashim Harbi, if many men will come and greet them, because then many would come out to greet them. Then out of it's a little mud, then a little will come to greet them. Now, when they all came to the gates of Yerushalayim, then they started to say, where it says there in that same parakantelim, our feet were standing in your gates, Yerushalayim. All the craftsmen of Yerushalayim, the name would stand up in front of them. They would greet them and ask them how they're doing. Achenu anshim complaini, our brothers, the men of that place, wherever they were coming from, Basim l'shalom, you came in peace. They would walk through Yerushalayim. The chalol makalaf name, and the flute was playing in front of them. Achenu megim l'harbais, until they reached the Temple Mount. Higila harbais, when they reached the Temple Mount, noito kol echad ve'echad salal kaseifai, each and every one would take his basket on the shoulder. But they would say another parakantelim, haleluka, is praise to God, halu kel bukatre b'chulu, praises God in His holiness, etc. On until the end, where it says, "Kol neshama taluka haluka," all the soul praises God, haluka. V'im halchem harbayis v'karin, they would go in the Temple Mount, and they would say, "Achem megim lazara," until they came to the courtyard. Gil azara, when they came to the courtyard, dibra levim b'shir. Then the levim spoke in their song, "Aremimcha Hashem," I will sing to you, Hashem, ki d'lasan v'goyim, because you have lifted me up, etc.